Hey, thank you, Serge. Hi, Logan. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Making it to the end of Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you and Serge were chatting about the first page listing that we're filling out on Google today for the category of landscaping. Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
That's
right. So what I'll do is walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And it looks like Serge had sent through a request for credits for you, which will get you off of retail. That's always great. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough, Logan?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence and how you were showing up online. And now, Serge had noted you don't have a website yet. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let me check on that while we talk and see if I can get that done for you. It's a definite possibility. So I'll check with our tech department on that. And then, let me see here. I was going to look to see if you had a Google Business profile yet. Is that something that you filed for?
No, it isn't. I haven't yet.
Okay. No problem. That's something we'll go ahead and get started for you. We don't charge for setting it up, and Google doesn't charge for the listing, so it won't cost you anything. So you're probably familiar with the Google Business profile, what it looks like, right?
No, I'm actually not.
Okay, so if you did search for something super easy like Ace Hardware, a box would come up with their company name and a click-to-call, click for website options. You've seen that, right? That's the GBP.
Yeah.
Yep, perfect. So that's one of the first things that people will see when they search for you. So what we'll do is we'll actually close the Cave Creek area for the category of landscaping, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is inside that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors to the first page. So LV Landscaping is the only company we're partnering with, only company that we'll be placing in that map section. That makes sense so far?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Can we make that range smaller, like more like 30 miles?
Well, actually, we can't. But you're not required to travel that entire distance. In fact, there are no restrictions or requirements whatsoever as far as how far you have to travel or that you can't travel beyond. So you can go outside that 50 miles if you want. It's strict Google rules that we have to follow as Google Premier Channel partner. So we can't shrink it, but that's okay. We can still bring clients in a narrower range, but you don't have to travel that entire distance. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we do all of the programming necessary so that you come up right in the map anytime anybody's searching for your services. So we can take all of the services that you offer. I see you do hardscape. They've got you under home design also. Is that?
Yep.
Okay. So designing like architecture type blueprints and such.
More so just designing the yard. I haven't done it myself yet, but I'm hoping to learn pretty soon.
Okay.
So don't
Don't list you for cat.
I guess I can't really do blueprints yet, but
okay. So you're thinking yours is, it's more landscape design then.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I had run across an Angie's listing for you, and I think they must have you miscategorized because they've got you as a home designer. So, and I would take that to mean you would draw floor plans for a house as opposed to landscape design. Okay, so we'll get you categorized correctly. We'll make sure that it's landscape design. That way, too, you're getting the right kind of business coming through. So we get you programmed to appear in the map when people are searching for your services. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you. And we don't charge for them. Clicks, calls, leads, jobs, however you want to label them, they're unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you bring in 10 new clients or 110 new clients. Your pricing never changes. And then just looking at something. Oh, tell me about the Angie's page. How is that working out for you on Angie's?
It's working out good, but I mean, a lot of it's like tree trimming, which I don't need, so.
Okay. Which not I, something I, you do.
I don't, it's something I do, but that's more so when I guess, don't have hardscaping work.
Gotcha. So it's not really a primary focus. It's kind of something you'll pick up here and there if you have time for it.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. So is that something you think maybe you'd want to list, but just maybe it's further down the line, so it's not a primary?
Well, I mean, we could keep it in there, just, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess we just keep it in there.
Okay. I'm thinking, so what we can do, Logan, is we can use any of the services that you offer as keywords so that you're found for all of those when people are searching for them, and you'll pop up right in the map for all of them. So, for example, do you do lawn maintenance along with landscape and landscape installation?
No, I don't like to do, like, lawn maintenance, really, but, like,
okay.
Yeah, more so, I guess, one-and-done type of deal.
Gotcha. Okay. So, everything from design to installation, all of those steps. Perfect. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll kind of break some of those out. We'll actually say landscape design, landscape installation, hardscape design, hardscape installation, kind of play around with those a little bit just to kind of match how people search and the things that they'll search for so that they actually find you when they're looking. And then now are those, so you said you're getting tree trimming and you still have to pay for those leads that aren't services that you offer too, don't you, on Angie's?
Yeah. Yep.
Ouch. That's got to get a little expensive, getting ones that you don't need or don't use.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Wow. I can't imagine. Okay. Well, you know, I think you're going to love the first page of Google, of course, because, well, one of the biggies is the leads are not being also sent out to your competitors. You're the only company we'll be working with and putting in the map, so that helps. But also, you're going to attract a different, I don't know if I want to say type of client, but we'll just say type of client. More serious buyers. You'll be catching them right in the moment that they're looking for a solution for whatever problem they have. Their retaining wall is crumbling down, or they don't know what to do with all this dirt in their front yard with weeds springing up here and there. They know they need some kind of solution. So you'll catch them right in that moment and before they're cooled down, which is the ideal time to catch them, right? I mean, you don't want to catch them 2 days after they've come up with the idea of putting in a hardscape. You want to catch them right when they're looking, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I think this is going to be a great fit for you. So let me, any questions so far?
No.
Okay, all right. Is this sounding like it'll be a little bit more up your alley, help you grow your business a little bit more? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And on that note, how much business would you say you could take in at this point? A little, a lot, kind of somewhere in between?
I'd say somewhere in between. I'd like to start hiring more guys and growing the business. So,
Okay, awesome. Well, this will definitely help you find workers too. You know, right now, unless you know the name of your company, you're kind of hard to find. And of course, I'm sure, you know, people that are looking for jobs these days are going online to see if they can find the company that they're looking at too. So this will help you kind of on both levels, employees, and, well, subs too, for that matter. And then also for clients. All right.
Yeah.
And are you using Facebook at all, Logan, for business?
Not really. I'll post on some Facebook group, and like if someone needs something done.
Okay.
I'll post my company name, number.
Okay. Have you had any luck getting clients here and there with posts and such?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, that is very cool. Well, so you probably noticed then too, Facebook has become a great place for businesses to advertise. People had a buying shift kind of coming out of the pandemic, and they're trying extra hard to find local companies to work with, and they've started using Facebook for that. So, yeah, that's cool that you've had some good luck over there. And is that a business page that you've got or a personal page?
I got a business and a personal. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. All right. So that might be something we can do, too, is get you featured over on Facebook. So let me take a look here. Bear with me. I have to go through the retail pricing, and then I'm going to apply some credits for you. You're under a year in business currently, is that right, or right around a year?
Yeah, or no, under a year. It's been a few months.
Okay. Oh, you just started this year. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's exciting. This must be exciting for you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Cool. Well, that's amazing. Good for you. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't even add taxes to it. But, of course, no click fees or call fees. They're unlimited. And we work on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in that. We feel the only reason that somebody would need to lock you into a lengthy contract for something like this is if they planned on not doing their job. And that's not the case with us. So I hope you're okay with the month to month.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, good. All right. So let me get retail pulled up here for Arizona and find that screen. And then we're going to put a couple credits in here for you to get you down off of retail. So it's coming up as $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup fee. But let's get your credits applied here and see what that gets us. I know it's going to lower it considerably. Oh, let me check that. It lowered it way more than I thought. Well, okay. Yeah. It's right. It says it's right. That's a good thing. When it shocks me, I guess it's a good thing. It knocked $200 off of your monthly, so making your monthly $199. Please excuse my hyper pup and my pup in the background. And then it took $200 off of your setup too, so bringing that down to $99. So the setup is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from her again. And then it's just that $199 on a month-to-month basis. And, I missed it. I was going to pester my tech again, but he had already answered me and I missed it. Oh, awesome. So we can build a website for you too, Logan. That's good news. So wow. So it'll be on a .com domain name that you like, something that works for LV Landscaping. And of course, it'll be all about your services, your contact info. Do you have some before and after pictures we could use?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, awesome. We'll use those. And then we host it and maintain it also, and we don't charge for any of that. So as you add photos, you know, as you do other projects, we can add those to the website as you go too. If you add other services as you grow, all you have to do is let us know. We can work it into the keywording so that you're still found for those services in the map, but then tie it through website and Google Business Profile too. So we'll build the website so it's Google compliant and optimized, which is going to help your visibility there too. And then, of course, we'll optimize on your Google Business Profile as well, since it's the first thing that people are going to see about you when they find you.
Yeah.
So now this, it sounds to me like it's something that would definitely help you grow your business, kind of get you kicked off the right way. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this works for us too. You do make a great fit for the listing. You are a 5 out of 5 star rated company already. So let's go ahead and get you set up then. So let me grab a couple of screens here. And so I'm the lead on your account and I will remain the lead. So if you ever need anything, if you have questions or if you're not getting things resolved that you need help with, always let me know and I will jump in whenever and wherever you need me if you need help. And then part of my job too is making sure that we've got all of your information correct. I'll go through info with you, collect phone numbers, things like that. And then we'll do an onboarding call, which is a phone call with your technician. And they'll go back through again, just one more check to make sure I got everything right, didn't miss anything, and talk about what you want on your website, what you don't want, how to upload photos for us, things like that. So we do a lot of double checks to make sure we've got it all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Logan, I better make sure I've got your first name spelled right. Is it L-O-G-A-N?
Yep, L-O-G-A-N.
Oh, perfect. And what's your last name?
That's Bully. V as in Victor, A-L-L-I.
A-L-L-I. And how did you, Bully, you pronounced it?
Bully.
And it's V-A-L-L-I, right?
Yep.
Okay. Wanted to make sure I had it right. And then what's your email address, Logan?
It's loganvolley123@gmail.com.
That's easy. I like it when you come up with easy email addresses.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I don't need digits just yet, but on the card that you're going to use for payment today, is your middle initial up here or just first and last?
My middle initial is on there, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I know. And what's that middle initial, please?
It's M.
M. All right. And then for phone number, I've got 480-647-2130.
Yep, that's right.
And is that also your business number?
Yes, it is.
All right. Perfect. And help me remember, I can never keep Arizona straight. You're on Pacific time right now, right?
I'm not even sure.
What time is it?
Time right
now. What time is it? 2:42. Okay, you are on Pacific. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. And then I'm going to send you a couple of emails. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics. Come on, computer. I hate it when it goes slower than I can think.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if they went faster than we could think, we might have a problem. I guess they'd probably take over, wouldn't they? It's probably a good thing I move faster. There it goes. Okay, so the first one is on our dashboard and analytics, which I don't even think we covered. You'll have an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us, things like that. And okay. Then the second one, I'm going to send you the exact price and package that you're getting. That way, I want you to have it in writing. Let me grab that, and I've got to adjust it with your discounts here. Oh, and by the way, Logan, you're locked in for life with your discounts. So even though we applied a new in-business discount for you, you're locked in there for life. It'll never go up. So 5 years from now, when you've got 10 crews and 10 trucks rolling around out there, your price will still be the same.
Okay, good deal.
All right. Let me know if those emails made it to you, if you would, please.
You'll check it or no.
Awesome. Okay. And I'm going to do a couple check-off items that I have to do on my little screen here.
One is dashboard and analytics, and then one is Google and Facebook marketing.
Excellent. Okay, the Google and Facebook marketing is the price and package, of course. Let me get this in here. Are you by any chance bilingual? Is that something you want us to highlight?
What's bilingual? I didn't.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. Neither do I. I always say I should have learned, but I never got around to it. I took French in school, and it was just, I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I haven't used it. Not ever. I remember a couple of the words, but that's about it.
Yeah, that'll
okay. Happen. Yeah, I will. All right, Logan, let's go ahead and list out your services. So I'm going to say, of course, landscaping, hardscaping. And I'm going to say also landscape installation and hardscape installation. Okay. Landscape design. You need to say that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And hardscape design. How about retaining walls?
Yeah, I do retaining walls.
Perfect. Flower bed installation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do
that too. Water features.
We do irrigation. I haven't done any water features yet on my own, but looking to get into it at some point.
Do you want me to put that in here as a service?
Oh, no, you can keep that blank for now.
Okay. Okay. Let us know when you want to add it. It's not a hard add. See, what else? Trying to think of other... would you do sod, just straight up sod installation?
No.
Okay. See. What other things could we use? Any concrete work or pavers, stone work along with?
I do pavers, and I'll do smaller concrete patios.
Okay.
And, like travertine, like full travertine and all that kind of stuff.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. Anything else you can think of that we should list?
No. I think that's
okay.
It.
And if you think of any others, just let us know at any time. Doesn't have to be if you think of it tomorrow or next week or next year.
Yeah.
Grab a link here. Oops, there we go. Found what I needed. Let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So, like I mentioned, this is a call with your technician. I'll actually call you, and then we'll chat for a little bit with your tech. And then, so we block out an hour for the call. It typically only takes 25 or 30 minutes, though. And this is, it's kind of the kickoff call. They'll finish gathering information from you and get your campaign started. And then we roll up our sleeves and dig in. So let's see what we've got. So tomorrow, it looks like we've got a 7 a.m., 8 or 9, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock. Would any of those work for you, Logan?
How does 1 o'clock sound?
Sounds great to me. I'm going to grab that calendar spot. 1 o'clock it is. Here we go. So I'll build that calendar appointment here real quick, and then I'll have another email on the way to you. Make sure I've got everything I wanted there. There we go. Can you believe it's November already? My gosh, I can't believe I'm writing November 2nd for tomorrow. Crazy.
Time flies.
It really does. All right, that looks good. I'm doing some double checking too as we're going through, just to make sure I don't have typos. Okay, good.
Girl, I'm gonna,
yes.
I'm getting a call right now. Could you call me back in like a bit?
I can hold if you'd like. I don't mind. I can kick off some other things. Yeah, absolutely. If I lose you, though, I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll hold tight.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay.
All good? All right. Let's see. So, I've got another email on the way to you. So the subject line on this one is local / CIE. Goofy, internal coding. It's a calendar invite. She could open that one up and then hit the yes option for me. That would be fantastic. And while you do that, I'm going to throw a couple text messages your way. There we go.
Do I have to open in calendar or no?
Should only have to hit the yes. Let me see if that does the trick over on this end.
Okay, I just...
Perfect. Oh, and yeah. I got the update on this end, so you're good to go. Perfect. Thank you, Logan.
Okay.
All right, and then, yes, so I sent you my contact info so you could put me in your phone. And then I'm also going to send you customer service. That's where you'll reach your technician. That way you've got their contact info, too. And then, let me get back over a screen. I kind of bounced around a little bit. There we go. And then company name, I've got LV with no periods in between. Landscaping LLC. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
And are you at 4236 East Peak View Road?
Yep, that is correct too.
All right. Cave Creek, Arizona, 85331.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. And is there any chance you could send me the link to your Facebook page? I tried searching for it, and for the life of me, it won't come up.
Oh, it's LV Landscapes and Hardscapes on there.
That might explain it. Let me try it again. Let's see. Landscapes and Hardscapes. Or it's Landscape and Hardscape.
I think it's Landscapes and Hardscapes. I believe.
Yeah. Ta-da. There you are. Perfect. Wow. Is that's your work on that photo on top? Nice. Very nice. Oh wow, I got sucked in looking through your photos. Really nice work, Logan. I'm gonna give you a like while I'm there too for whatever that helps you, I don't know, but my like is up there for you. Alright, and then I grab that link. So, some of this I'm gathering so that, your tech has got it tomorrow. That way you don't really need to be in a computer, in front of a computer when you talk. Sorry about that. Clearly, I work from home, like so many of us do anymore.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm going to throw another text your way, Logan. This one is informational again, and it's on our call tracking, how it works, what it does. So more info coming to you. And then we've also got an optional item. There's no additional charge for it. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, installs on your existing cell phone, and the app itself has a unique phone number of its own, which would be local to you. And what a lot of our clients use it for is their business line so that they can keep their personal separate from their business. And the calls are also recorded. So if you've got your hands full of whatever, a stack of papers, but you've got an incoming client call, you don't want to miss it, you can grab the call, go through the whole thing, get their address, specs, everything you need, and then you don't have to write anything down. you can go back in later and listen to the recording and pull out all the info you need. Is that something that you'd like to want to do that?
Oh, yeah, that'd be handy.
Okay, awesome. And so something else, too, with the app, you can have unlimited phone numbers. So as you add employees on, they can have a phone number and the app as well. And then let's say you have to fire the employee at some point, but you don't want them to have contact or access to your customers anymore. Just let us know. We take them off your plan immediately. So, yeah, that nice little protection for you there. So I'm texting a link for the application. It's the app itself is technically still in beta testing. It's coming to the tail end of it, but since it's still in the programming department and not over to customer service, they asked us to have you fill out an application so that the programmers get all of your contact info. So I just texted that to you. And then, let's see, what else have we got here? Okay. And then for us to contact you, Logan, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Or all of the above, okay?
Phone or text?
The way I'd go. I hardly ever look at emails anymore. I really don't like emails. I never thought I would dislike emails, but I dislike emails now. All right. And then what would you like to show on as your hours of operation?
Honestly, any time, really.
Do you want to do, like, just...
Just go 8 to 5 or something. 8 to 4.
Okay. 8 to 4, and then Monday through Friday, I would assume?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then, again, no additional charge, but would you like payment integration on your website? So the ability to send people to your website if you use Cash App, or Zelle, PayPal. I think there are 6 or 8 different platforms so far that we support. Is that something you'd like on your site?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And Google Business Profile is a yes. And I assume that's your home address?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. So what I'm going to do on here is I'm going to make a note that they not publish the actual street address. So you'll show up as a pin in the map, just as you normally would, and in the right neighborhood, but not so close that somebody could look you up and drive to your house. You probably don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I didn't think so. I got that. Okay, that looks good. And then let's go ahead and set up your security challenge question and response. So we started doing this because there are a lot of fakes out there. Companies that'll call and say that they're with Google, and they're not with Google at all. Yelp also is a good one that'll call you. So we list you out to all of the directories, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60 different directories, which helps your visibility, but it helps your visibility. So Yelp quite often will call and tell you that you need whatever subscription in order for your website to blah, blah, blah. I don't know what their offer is or their hook is, but a couple things for you to know. One, we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if somebody's calling you asking for more money, it's probably not us. You're free to accept or decline whatever their offers are, but just know that your decision one way or the other does not affect what we're doing at all. So even if they tell you you need to have this for your website to do that, not true. Everything I've told you is still going to hold true whether you accept or decline. So I'd like you to know that going in. So we need to do our security question. Even if somebody calls from local or says we're from local slash, I would still ask them the security question. And if they can't give you the response, then I would probably just hang up on them because it's probably a scam. So we've got three options for question. Mother's maiden, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer to use?
Let's go with the city I was born in.
Okay, and what is that city, please?
Phoenix.
Phoenix. That's an easy one, but not one everybody would know.
Yeah.
Put that in here. I've got to put it in. It goes in like a password. I can't actually see it after it's typed. Too many E's there. There we go. Okay, perfect. Got that in there. And then I'll go ahead and set up your subscription. So something else, too, just occurred to me. Maybe you'd like to add it on. I should have maybe asked you earlier. So we're also partners with Facebook, so we can bundle their ads with our services. So they go in $100 blocks. So if you'd like to add Facebook ads on, it would be a dollar for dollar, just $100 a month. And we buy $100 in Facebook ad credits for you every single month. We write the ads, run them, manage them. All you have to do is gather the inbound. Is that something that you'd like to add on?
No, not yet.
Okay, no problem. Thought I'd better put it out there just in case. I didn't want you to later go, Gail, why didn't you tell me? All right. Yeah. And then, Logan, on that credit card, does the company name appear also, or just your name?
The company name appears also.
All right. And then same address, I would assume, for billing.
What was that?
You same address, the 4236 East Peakview?
Yeah.
Okay. And phone number is the same. There we go. Let me just double check, make sure I've got that all right. Okay, that's looking good. Except I just did find one typo. Let me fix that. Ah, better. Okay. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
That's a Visa card.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. And just for security's sake, I mean, there's nobody here but me and the dogs, but I won't repeat it back to you. So if you just give it to me in 4-digit blocks, I will be able to keep up, I hope. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I will.
4259.
Okay.
0710.
Got it.
0973.
Okay.
5359.
Got it. And then the expiration, please.
0926.
926. And last but not least, the 3-digit security code.
468.
With the last digit an 8.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, I'll update that. And then you'll have 2 more emails on the way to you here in just a second. And only one of them we actually need to deal with. All right, so that those 2 emails are on the way. So the one we need to look at is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. And what I'll do is I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing. I have to read it to you anyway. So we'll go through the clicks and then I'll read for you. So let me know when that one gets there.
The Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yep, that's the one. And then about the, I think about the fourth sentence in, it says, click here to accept.
Okay, yep.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on that. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox. And then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears there. So middle initial, no punctuation, capitals, all the things in the right places.
Okay. Should I read through this?
I'm going to read it to you anyway. So you can, or I can read it to you in a minute.
Okay.
So we have to read through it for you as a voice verification for Google anyway. And it gets recorded and attached to your file too.
Okay.
And hopefully it behaves. Should send you to a login screen if we got it all right.
Yeah, it did.
Awesome. So that's actually where you'll log in for your dashboard. And we'll get you those login credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So you're in the right place. You can even close out of that screen if you'd like to, though. We'll send you the link again tomorrow when we get you the credentials. So we'll do the voice portion. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide for LV Landscaping. It is recorded and added to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
LV Landscaping, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Logan Bully, and owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Wait, what was that?
Are you authorized, basically, are you authorized to hire us? It reads, are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yep.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from local Splash?
Yep.
In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yeah.
So, perfect. Thank you. Most people do hesitate there, so I'll explain. It basically, if you add any other socials, TikTok, Insta, any of them, just to let us know so we can add it into your programming. Easy as that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month, and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning December 1st, 2022, your exact flat rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Logan. And congratulations. You're all set.
Okay. Good deal.
That's awesome. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 for your onboarding call. And, like I said, if you think of any keywords or anything you want to add before then, just hang on to them and let us know tomorrow. And otherwise, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning and we'll get you going.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you have a good night, Logan. Thank you.
Yep, you too.
All righty, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.